Welcome to Laundry Lowdown Podcast, where we turn up the heat on your lingerie love affair and fuel your confidence in your own skin. Our podcast is your passport to a world where lace meets sass and silk whispers secrets. We're not just here to talk about lingerie. We're here to be your sultry confidence, your intimate advisors, and your weekly dose of fabulous. Tune in every Wednesday and Saturday to join our sensational team as they navigate the intricate threads of the intimate world while spilling the saucy details about their own lives. Get ready to dive deep into the realm of lingerie, relationships, the best brands, and so much more, all served up with our signature blend of frankness and openness. You won't be disappointed. Hi guys, and welcome to Laundry Lowdown with a twist. This is all about a kinky world with Zoe Page, and more specifically, the adventures that we had at the Montreal Fetish Weekend, because I took you with me and filmed as much gloriousness as I possibly could and did interviews with so many wonderful people. And we couldn't film everything. No, we could not, because there was so much going on. I had other things that I was participating. One in particular, I was doing my very first live performance. I've never done a live performance, it was at Club Clio, Cafe Clio, which is... It's like split into two levels, and there's like a stage where everyone can sit round and watch what performances and the show that goes on. And I was performing for Rituals, which is organized and run by Kalidos, Goddess Kalidos, Kalidos. I think I pronounced that right. She's amazing. She's wonderful. I've met her before. I've gone to one of her events before, and they are about the rituals within BDSM. So she has a very unique twist on fetish and interpretations of it. And she is an all-round an amazing person. She's just like one of those people where she's got an aura and you're instantly attracted to her. She's very open. She's very invitable. Anyway, so she asked me back, this was all last year, and like months before the Fetish Weekend was happening, a lot of things are organized before it, like shows, performances, venues, what's going on and what's happening. And she asked me to be a part of her rituals and do a performance, and more specifically, a breath play performance on stage at her event during the Montreal Fetish Weekend. And I said yes. I instantly say yes, because one, I love new challenges. Two, I've done stage performances before. Like I've done theatre before. So it's nothing new to me, but I've never done it from the BDSM. I've always done mainstream performances when it comes to theatre. So this was my first ever opportunity to do a kinky one. Now, I'm an actress and model, performer, split it into which avenue you want to split it into, whether it's mainstream, whether it's fetish, whether it's the normal world, or whether it's in the BDSM community. The feelings are pretty much the same when it comes to, it's different, but it's the same. When you've got a camera in front of you and you fluff up your lines or you say something wrong, you can switch off the camera and reset yourself and start again. With live performances, stage shows, or theatre, there is no off. If you mess up, you mess up.
the only thing you're banking on is like the audience hasn't got a clue what's going on. They know there's a performance. This is what I got taught when I was doing theatre. If you mess up your lines, it doesn't matter. Your fellow actors that you're working with will pick up on the fact that you've missed a line or slipped up, and they will help you out. So that's what it's about. You're building relationships when it comes to theatre, stage shows or live performances. You spend so much time in rehearsals with whoever it is that you're working with that they know when you, they know you well enough to know that they know the play, they know you, and they know when you've messed up so they can help you out, and vice versa. That's how I was taught. I was taught not to be a selfish performer, not to be a selfish actor. And what that means is you don't just know your role, you know everyone's role. Just in case anything was to happen. And that's, you know, you're supportive, you're helpful, and you just basically know the play that you're doing inside and out. So that's how I was taught when I was messing around with doing theatre for the first time. It's a completely different ball game altogether. And my first experience on stage doing my first ever theatre gig it wasn't my first ever one, but it was my most memorable one because I had a lot of lines. It was called Five Kinds of Silence, and I had like three monologues to do. Now, I can't tell you how, when it's just you on stage with a spotlight just talking and we're trying to remember, and whilst being in character, it's a lot of pressure. I got so nervous that I only did half my monologue, realised I'd forgotten half my monologue, and froze on stage. And then just ran off. There was still like 30 seconds left to go. 30 seconds whilst you're talking is a long time, but there was still a lot to go. So the light operator had realised I'd messed up, and my crew and my teammates had realised I'd fluffed as well. So they came on straight after. And that's how you work as a team. That's how it's supposed to be. And that's what rehearsals are for. The difference is when I said yes to doing a live performance for Rituals, there was no rehearsals. Absolutely none. I was in a completely different country. This is in Canada. I was in wherever, either England or Spain. So there was no time for rehearsals. The only time I got to spend with Kelidos was 1 hour before curtain was due to come up. That was our rehearsal time together. Now, when I tell you I like to prepare, I like to know what I'm doing, everything's scripted. You know, I don't just do anything by chances. I need some sort of idea of what I'm doing. We had 1 hour. When I can tell you I was panicking, the nerves in me, because 1 hour is not enough to remember your work stage left, what we're going to do, where we're going to go, how we're going to do this. And then on top of it, we're doing breath plates. So, which is incredible because my breath was instantly taken away because I was just like, okay, this is going to be very interesting. And I saw when I came in to Club Cleo's, there was other performers who live in Canada. They've had time as a group to rehearse. There was like a belly dancers. There was a woman dancing with snakes. There was a bondage performance. These people had time to prepare and rehearse. And they were tight. Do you know what I mean? They got it spot on. Whereas, oh my goodness, I just had an hour. And a reason why I only had an hour is because everyone was setting up, everyone was doing the last minute rehearsals. And the worst one is we were the closers of a show. So your worst positions and your worst spots are the opening, because you have to be spot on to grab everyone's attention. And then to close, everyone's going to remember you. So, so this little video is me. I've been sent a video of my performance I'm going to watch it and I'm going to take you through how I felt, what I did. And oh my God, watching it again, because what happened versus what you see, I'm just going to see how nervous I was, because I was terrified. So let me explain to you what it is that we were planning on doing. We planned to do a breath play, obviously, and we had live music. So we had a guitarist, and all the links of all the people, because I can't remember all the names. There's stage names and fetish names, and then there's real names. So I only know them by their real names, which I don't want to mention because I don't have their consent. So I have to then be careful. This is a bit... The guitarist has a stage name, but I only know his real name. So I don't want to say his stage name, but I can put a link somewhere when I do talk about the live guitarist. He is on Instagram. I believe that's the only social media he's on. He's really, really good. But he was a live music guy, guitarist, and he's brilliant. And Kelly Doss basically said, we're going to do an audience interaction. I was like, that's fine. So we start on stage, we walk off stage, we then take the breath of the audience. So we do a little bit, hand over the mouth and breathe in and take their breath, put it on stage, put it in a box, and we start our rituals and breathe away everyone's sins is the story, is the kind of thing. And then we interact with the guitarist and take his breath away. And then we interact with each other. And then we take each other's breath away and making sure we've cleansed the whole room. That's how we talked about it. And we did a quick on stage of where we're going to start, because you're on stage, there's like two steps. I think we both went one way, she went somewhere else in the audience, I went somewhere else in the audience, and I cannot tell you how wobbly my legs were. They were like Bambi. I couldn't walk. I was just like shaking so much. When that spotlight, as soon as I came out and that spotlight hit me, I froze. I haven't done stage performances in years. So when I say I was nervous, I was nervous. To take those nerves away is rehearsals. Rehearsals are so important. I can't tell you how important they are. I'm very good at ad-libbing. I'm very good at off-cuff. I'm very good at making stuff up on the spot. And I'm very good at doing that because I get given that freedom during filming. And if someone doesn't like the direction I'm taking it, you can call cut. You don't have that option when you are on stage. You just don't. So this is, I haven't watched the film yet. It's 6 minutes long and I haven't watched it. So when I approached Laundry Lowdown scene, I'm going to the Montreal Fetish Weekend, do you want me to road test stuff? And they were like, do one better, do interviews with people at the event, which totally excited me. And I was like, I'm very on board with that. And we made that happen. The one thing that Laundry Lowdown didn't know about is I was doing a performance. I didn't tell anyone I was doing that kind of thing because I was nervous. I didn't want it to be filmed because, oh, I can't tell you how it actually feels when... If I walk into a filming room and it's not prepared, it doesn't bother me because you can call cut. On stage, you don't get that. On stage, people can feel every emotion. They know, the audience know when you're nervous. The audience know when you're looking around going, what do I do next? So they read you, they're watching you, your every step, your every move. And I felt it. And it was just, the bodysuit that I was wearing that night, I'm so glad I chose that bodysuit because I was hot. I'm so glad I didn't wear latex because that stage would have just been very slippy. So I think I'm just running time because I'm scared and nervous about watching this video and taking you through what happened and how I felt. So Let's go ahead and start the video, shall we? Oh my God. I've got it on my phone, so it's like a perfect interaction. And what I'll do is I'll move to one side so you get a screen here of what you're seeing from what I'm watching, you'll get to see here. So hopefully there's enough room there. Oh my God. And yeah. So I just have to hit play now. Oh my God.
Before we dive back in, are you on the hunt for that perfect lingerie, hosiery, or perhaps some tantalizing kinkwear? Look no further. Laundry Lowdown, with our team of beautiful models from around the world, stands as your impartial consumer companion, dedicated to inspire, delight, and inform, with over 9 years of expertise in reviewing your intimate essentials. We've got you covered. Or should we say, uncovered? With a library of over 11,000 full-length video reviews, we provide 100% impartial insight to help you discover those hidden gems. And as a special treat, use promo code ZoePage10 when you join our website today to snag an exclusive 10% discount in any of our membership plans. It's my way of expressing gratitude for being a part of this fabulous community. Simply head over to laundrylowdown.com/join and let's embark on an inspired journey together. Now let's dive back into today's podcast.
Let's do this. Oh my God. Spotlight hits us. What you see right away is, as soon as Kalidas grabbed me like that and put her hands under my chin and kissed me, I was instantly relaxed. Instantly relaxed, because I froze. She saw that and she took the lead. That is a really good performer. So I just let her take the lead because she saw that I'd, I think when you're a performer, you can see straight away when you froze, basically. So that kiss was just instant relaxation for me. And then what I was doing was matching her energy. Now, what I mean by matching energy is connecting with her. So I just see her, I feel her, and the audience that is around us just simply melts away. Okay. Yay! It's so good. And then we start with the breath play. Can you hear that music? That's live music. And now we're just having fun with each other. And when I had her and embraced her and started doing the breath play on her, I instantly knew that we were in the right place. We were doing this. We were connected by this point. So the bits that you're seeing, because this is a 10-minute slot. Each performer had like 5 10-minute slots. I can't remember how many performances there were. I think there was like, because it had to fill up an hour, so there might have been 4 or 5 performances. The thing is because this wasn't filmed, because like I said, Laundry Lowdown didn't know that I was performing. So the footage that we're watching is what the audience actually filmed. That's what the audience saw. This is not professional filming crew shenanigans. There were filming people there, but this is from, the best part is like, I got emails of people saying, we just watched your show, is it all right? The best part is they were asking me if they could consent to putting this on social media. And I was like, you have my consent. As long as I, like us, we, Laundry Lowdown, can have the footage as well. So there's a lot to going on. My smile on my face just says everything. And we just tuck it in turns. So what you don't see is like the beginning where the spotlight hit me and we had to do the audience, go into the audience. You don't see that because, oh my goodness, we, that bit was missed, wasn't it? So yeah. That was when I was first nervous, but then we connected and it went away. And that bodysuit was perfect for this performance. And then we took it in turns doing breath play on ourselves. You can see the audience a little bit at the bottom. I wore flat shoes specifically because there was no way I was going to do a performance. Now we're talking to each other. You see me nodding because we're just like, if you saw that little nod, we had to somehow then continue the performance on the floor. Like we only had an hour with each other. So it's really awkward to find the right, that's why you do rehearsals and that's why it's so important to do rehearsals. So you don't, but because we had that flow with each other, because we were so connected, because we know each other anyway, for me, I didn't, the best part is don't take it so seriously and just have fun. And that's what we did. And if it worked, great. If it didn't, we would move on and we tried to move on in a graceful way. So this is us moving on to the next step. Now, when I say her hand is over my mouth, that's genuine. I couldn't breathe. We had to signal to each other when we wanted air. So you've got your hand, or both of us had our hands over each other's mouth, and we were doing like very girl-on-girl erotica with each other, but I couldn't breathe. That's the best bit, is that's the whole point of breath play. You can breathe through the hand, but it's very difficult to do so, and that adds an element of excitement as well. The boy I should also mention is like the guitarist. He basically played as we moved. So he was adding the atmosphere based on what we were doing. So he didn't have time to rehearse with us either. We just basically, he said to us that he's just going to go off of us, the vibe of the room. And if it gets intense, he will add intensity. So he did, we, none of us had time. Like we only had like 1 hour with each other. So the live music is literally live and he's just playing to our movements. It's so fantastic. I love it when it's so off the cuff. I just feel like, but for me, I completely enjoyed myself. Whether the audience did, I don't know. That's something so different because I got so lost in the music and with Kelly Dustin. It was just fantastic because I was doing something that I enjoy. Now, when you see me looking at the audience, you can see my eyes flickering. That's when I want air. The breath that you see me taking is genuine. You can see my eyes rolling. I'm like all for it at this point. Now I grab her by the throat. And as you can see, we're laughing and smiling at each other. We did, the most important thing for the both of us is what we talked about is consent. So we talked about, are you okay with hand on the throat? We didn't just do anything by chance. We quickly, as quickly as we could, went through what's okay, what's not okay. And this is quite important because whatever forms of kink that you're doing or any form of BDSM, whether you're meeting someone first time at a party, you want to play with each other because you're attracted to each other, which is absolutely fine. You quickly have to go through your levels, your boundaries and consent so quickly. Like, so what's okay, what's not okay, what are you into, what are you not into? I did that with Killy Dust as well. So I said, we both agreed that hands around the throat and a little bit of choking out, absolutely fine. Hand over mouth, absolutely fine. Kissing, absolutely fine. And touching each other up. We said we're happy with touching up as long as it's not anything to do with our genitalia. So we don't necessarily want it to do full on like playing with each other's genitalia. That was not what it was about. But it's good that you can talk openly and honestly about this without actually getting embarrassed or shy about it. It's important to make sure that you get your voice heard, because the last thing you want to do is feel like your boundaries have been pushed or your levels have because you weren't, you know, vocal enough. And it does happen. I know some people who have had interesting experiences, and you just have to find out where the breakdown of communication was. And we both said to each other, if any point it's going too far, is either you can never put full pressure on, always make sure that you can take the hand away, or double tap. That's always been my thing, is like, because sometimes when you're performing, you can get lost in a performance, and you do the same with filming. So you have these safeties, which is either take your hand away when you've gone too far, or you just need some air, or double tap. Sometimes people can miss the double tap because you've got yourself into a zone as well. So you can just, as long as there's no full on pressure, you can just move the hand. And as long as you talk about those signals, you'll see some of them. And you'll try and pick up where we signaled it to each other, where we were just about to run out of air, or where we needed more, or, you know, we took it too far. Because I love breath prayer, so I always take it to the edge, and then I'm like, okay, no, I need air and I need it now. So there's so many different levels. So it's very, very key that you do talk about these whenever you're doing anything at all. And when I've done filming, there's been times where I've completely lost my breath, or like a contraption has like a pipe and it's come loose. But the teams that you work with, you have to trust as well. So super important. Anyway, let's continue. Now I'm on hand with grinding. Yeah! She is going to move in 3, 2... No, not yet. This was the most awkward bit, is like, how do you, we were going to flip each other over, and I can't remember how we did it. We do signal to each other, like we have to roll over, and then we've got to get the gas masks. That's it. Now look at the people watching us. She's going to need air in a minute. I think we, oh, that was it. Signal, can you hear us? We're just like, let's flip. 1, 2, 3. Wrestling roll. Yay! Oh my God, this is so much fun. When you've got an audience watching you and you're wearing practically nothing at all, like everything is exposed and the audience can see everything. So if you decided to wear a tiny thong, yeah, there's no escape from what people can see. But it's a way of a show, isn't it? Oh my God. Oh, can you hear those moans? Did you hear those little moans? That was me just moaning, going, because it was so good. I'm not finished yet, but I'm just like, because I'm so sorry. I'll explain how I'm feeling. when you connect with someone on that level, I can't tell you how powerful and mind-blowing it is. Whew. And watching this back gives me, it's a flood of emotions. So many emotions, and they're all really, really good. You've got so much going on. You've got the whole audience watching you as you are enjoying yourself on stage with your chosen partner. And it's just, I can't tell you the flood of emotions or how good it feels to watch this back. So I'm sorry. It's just, I feel, because of what I'm seeing, it feels like I'm right back there. And again, given the opportunity to do something like this, it's just mind-blowing. So if anyone gives you the opportunity to perform within your chosen fetish, you should do it 100%. Whether you are, you know, as long as you talked about boundaries, levels and consent and stuff like that and gone through all the safeties. Okay, I'm calm now. I'm so sorry. It was just seeing that and going through something that I enjoy doing as well, with someone and performing with an incredible performer and watching the audience watching, and now you're watching me watch. Oh my God. So, I wasn't expecting that. Okay, let's continue. We're 3 minutes into a 6 minute video. I've already fallen apart. Okay, let's go. Okay, at this point, I hadn't got a clue what to do next. When you saw me, when you could hear me moaning on the floor, it's genuine, my headspace is complete. I'm in like this ultimate wonderful headspace. And I forgot where we were, what we're doing, why I'm there. And I knew at some point, this does happen during any play, if you enter this headspace, that you're just filled within like a rush of endorphins and you're just on a complete high, that when you have to come back to reality and it's over, you're just like, oh. So when you see me roll over and you can see the smile on Kelly Jess's face, she knows. Now we're going for the gas masks. And we're looking at the audience. Oh my God. What was so awkward is you can hear everyone like clapping. The thing is, it looked like the show was over, but it wasn't. We hadn't even put the gas masks on. I think we just had a moment on stage where we completely enjoyed ourselves, that, and then the music died down as well at the same time, so it looked like the show was over, but it really wasn't. We had still, like, I think Kelly just was like whispering in my ear. She's just like, oh, we've got like 1 minute, blah, blah, blah. 2 minutes is a long time. So for me, as soon as I heard those clappings, if it was me, I'd be like, yeah, thanks, bye. Because I just, to me, it's like the audience kind of like, when they're clapping, you don't want to necessarily go back in because they're not going to know. So it was a little bit confusing because we hadn't finished our performance at all. And that's the best part about doing off cuff or last minute or not having time to rehearse, is you can't then signal to the audience where you're going. So, and then obviously the guitarist was like, have they done? Is it over? What's happening? Because we've got to remember every single point within the hour of that rehearsal. So we hadn't finished. Okay, so with the gas masks, there's one thing I need to point out. Where the air is, we put balloons at the end of it, and that is 10 times harder to breathe. So you can see me taking a few deep breaths because that one, that's gas mask on. These balloons haven't been stretched out. So you're breathing in a tiny, tiny amount of air. So we probably won't have those gas masks on for very long. I love a gas mask. Look how pretty we look. Now we're tightening them up. Yeah! I love it. It's really difficult to breathe. So we played a game with each other with the gas mask on because we knew, because we put the balloons at the end of the gap where the air comes in. So if you took the balloons off, you could breathe freely. But because we put balloons on, we decided to make it into a competition to see who would last the longest. I lost. And that's when Khadija just went, yes, because it was just a breath play game that we decided to do during the performance. Look how happy I am. Yay! And now we're going to take our bow. Oh my God, I'm crying again. I'm so sorry. Because I should have brought tissues, who knew? Watching something back like that just floods you with emotions because it was the best experience ever. And that's what this community does. That's what kink does. That's what BDSM does. It just gives you a completely different insight to how you can take your emotions, how you can connect with somebody else, and what you can do within like an hour of rehearsals. And I'm already so full of emotions. It's, to me, it was so, I knew everyone there anyway. And I've worked with all these people before, so it was super easy for me to say yes. I didn't walk into doing something this like blind. I never do. So, and I trusted everyone around. So even though it was very off cuff and it was just very live, it was very raw. What you saw on that stage of us doing, that was just raw, pure emotions of just two people bouncing off of each other and enjoying that as well. So thank you so, so much for letting me revisit. It's taken me a while to make this video because I wanted to completely forget. Because when you go back to some amazing memories of the things that you've done creatively, it can bring out a really good emotion. And I can't wait to go back. Oh my God, I can't wait to go back. I can't wait to go back to the fetish weekend and meet all those people and see everyone and just enjoy the whole roller coaster ride and experience all over again. I cannot tell you how amazing that was, and to do something like that. And even though it wasn't 100% spot on, like, it doesn't matter. The emotions, the playfulness, the what you saw and what I saw is just, that's how it should be. off the cuff. Oh, I think my makeup is a mess now. I'm so sorry. I wasn't expecting to cry, but I'm so glad I got to go through that with you guys. Thank you so much for watching, and I can't wait to start another new adventure again with you guys on this road of uncovering raw emotions within the kink community. Look, so sorry, my nose is running out. guys, and I would love to know your thoughts on this and how you felt watching and going through that as well. And I'll see you on the next episode. Bye for now.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Laundry Lowdown podcast. We hope you enjoyed the chat and are feeling ready to express yourself and your unique style. Just a heads up, we release a new episode every Wednesday and Saturday, so you won't want to miss out on the fun. Keep embracing your confidence and celebrating your beauty. It's what makes you, well, it's what makes you you. This has been Laundry Lowdown's podcast, your go-to source for all things lingerie, relationships, top-notch brands, and so much more. Find us on Rumble, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, or come and join our website. Stay fabulous, and we'll catch you soon.